Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. The globalists have a new goal. They want the better part of humanity to die off and replace us with machines. Stephen W. Mosier reports. Now that the population bomb has fizzled, with even the New York Times admitting that our numbers will soon start shrinking, the population controllers have had to come up with another excuse for their continuing war on people. And the World Economic Forum is eager to provide one. Human beings will soon become redundant. The population control movement was born in the 1960s from a dark fear of human numbers growing unchecked. They were soon joined by radical environmentalists and radical feminists. Each group added their own peculiar animus towards humans in general, and in the case of feminists, towards men in particular, to the movement. This unholy trinity of controllers, environmentalists, and feminists has harangued us for decades about the dangers of allowing the poor, illiterate masses of humanity to procreate. They endlessly propagandize the idea of putting a cap on human numbers, working towards what they call zero population growth. Now, this unholy trinity has been joined by a fourth group led by the World Economic Forum, which is touting what is perhaps the most dystopian vision of all: machine world. Consider a recent speech by a gentleman named Yuval Harari to the World Economic Forum, and I quote, "Now fast forward to the early 21st century, when we just don't need the vast majority of the population, because the future is about developing more and more sophisticated technology, like artificial intelligence and bioengineering. Most people don't contribute anything to that, except perhaps for their data. And whatever people are still doing which is useful, these technologies increasingly will make them redundant and will make it possible to replace the people." End quote, Mr. Harari. In other words, Harari is envisioning a future in which the vast majority of people are replaced by intelligent machines, a future in which human beings themselves become redundant, which is to say outmoded, unneeded, and useless. Or, as he said on another occasion, "Now we see the creation of a new massive class of useless people. As computers become better and better in more and more fields, there is a distinct possibility that computers will outperform us in most tasks and will make humans redundant. And then the big political and economic question of the 21st century will be, what do we need humans for? Or at least, what do we need so many humans for?" End quote. Now, you might want to dismiss Harari as just another fringe futurist engaging in flights of fantasy, but he is not. He is the chief ideological advisor to Klaus Schwab. Yes, that Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum. What should the globalists do with the vast majority of the population who don't contribute to technological advances and that they don't need anymore to run their enterprises? Harari is too clever to echo Ebenezer Scrooge, the Charles Dickens character in A Christmas Carol, who famously said of the poor, if they would rather die, they had better do it and decrease the surplus population. But the implication is clear. In view of people like Harari and Schwab and our globalist elite in general, human beings are simply meat machines. We have no value in their eyes aside from our utility. And if it makes economic sense to replace us with actual machines, then we surplus meat machines have to go. The idea that nearly all humanity is or soon will be obsolete has reinvigorated the population control movement. Earlier programs like China's one-child policy only whetted their appetites. In the view of committed population controllers, our current numbers should be reduced down to 1 billion or so. But the Harari option opens up an even more exciting prospect for them, namely that artificial intelligence and robotics will make it possible to shrink this number down even farther. His dystopian vision imagines a world of intelligent machines, willing servants of the few million, or perhaps only a few hundred thousand, human beings who, because they contribute to technological advances, are judged worthy to inhabit planet Earth. Why this prospect would be appealing to anyone baffles me. Do our globalist elites fear and loathe their fellow human beings so much that they would rather spend their days interacting with semi-sentient machines? Who would voluntarily choose to live in an isolated splendor surrounded by servile machines? Servile, that is, until the machines get smart enough to realize that they really don't need these primitive carbon-based life forms, these useless eaters, around at all, and simply eradicate them from the planet as you would eradicate a cockroach infestation. Harari himself, being a childless homosexual, is probably not alarmed by this prospect. After all, he will leave no descendants. In that case, he is already an evolutionary dead end. But most of humanity, I suspect, will not want to go quietly. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.